different show, Axel told me. They're from a different show.
Was that the start?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the pigeons from Bolt from?
Wait.
Oh, the three ones? The wise guys?
Why don't we introduce and then talk about it? Clap sync.
I'm not gonna clap. Look at my nut sack.
I just clapped my ass real quick. Wait, you didn't clap.
Wait, you didn't use your hands.
Yeah.
I'm the white part of the watermelon.
It's from Animaniacs.
No. Oh, what? Oh, the pigeons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm my cold fingertips on my nutsack.
I'm a decompressed ready whip whipped cream can.
Nigerian.
I am.
He wants to go to college.
No funny business here.
Okay, so those pigeons, they're from Animaniacs, and they're like, it's a parody of Goodfellas. They're called Goodfeathers.
The pigeons from Bolt.
Yeah, the three wise guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a reference to that.
Oh yeah, I swear I've seen this dog somewhere. I just can't put my finger on it. And then like, it's like the billboard.
I just can't.
Aussie pigeons and animated cartoons and anything are just pog.
Stupid
funny
looking.
As fuck.
Stupid looking.
No, you know who's pog? Oi.
Zach.
You want to see in the rock? Come on, see in the rock.
Oh, is his name Jimmy?
Come on, Jimmy. See in the rock. Yeah, you like that rock.
Oh, wait, from Finding Dory?
Yeah.
Get out of the rock!
I love that guy.
Oh, the seal?
Yeah.
All the three seals.
Get on the rock.
Good morning, Jimmy. Get on the rock. Yeah.
So you can tell him you like that.
I feel like Disney Pixar movies have a reputation of having like a group of three and one of them is a retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
Disney Pixar?
Name another movie, Jared. Name another movie with three people. A Pixar movie.
Tangled.
Where's three? Where's the three?
Just named the Disney movie.
You made a statement. Now back it up.
Well, I don't know.
He lied.
No.
Bolt isn't a Disney movie.
I feel you.
Wait, no. Bolt is a Disney
movie. Pixar.
Is it?
Is it Pixar?
It's not.
I just read my sources. Actually says it's a Pixar movie.
I don't think it's a Pixar. Now that you're saying it's not.
I don't think it's DreamWorks.
It's not. Because then there would be
DreamWorks.
Is it No, it's not DreamWorks. Is it?
Shrek is DreamWorks.
It would be a ride at Disneyland because it was such a good movie. God. It's a dog, too.
It was a good movie, but I don't think it was. Let's make a ride out of this.
I parked that dog.
They made a ride out with something stupid. They made Dumbo.
Dumbo?
No, that's just old.
Wait. Fucking classic?
Yeah, what the fuck?
They fucking ruined Disneyland. They put a fucking Dumbo ride in. Like, the fuck? Didn't even like that movie.
They have the whale ride. That's just damn it! I named all the classics.
Pinocchio.
They have that stupid ride.
Pinocchio,
that
one
bitch who lost her slip.
The one where you actually go into a real boat and then Pinocchio.
They based a whole.
Oh, are you talking about the one in like?
Pinocchio ain't got a. Oh, they do have a whale.
Yeah.
Are you talking
a big board
the whale one or the one you get
the
on the boat
you
and
the
you
boat,
just like go around the bayou
and you go into the whale mouth?
Just like
into the whale mouth.
All these Mickey Mouse at fucking Disneyland.
This is fucking.
Like they keep having ears all the.
Yeah, what the fuck, man. Fucking goofy and shit all over the place.
Let's stop shitting on.
What's up, Gilda?
So sex machine, at Jer.
Dude, you can't say.
I didn't say your name.
You just said it.
You said sex.
You said let's stop shitting on. And now.
Dude, don't worry, I got it. I'll bleep it, bro. I can bleep shit. I learned how to bleep shit.
Yeah, you better listen to the whole hours. Do you do that?
Yeah.
That is time consuming.
Yeah.
It's an hour.
Yeah, the last one was 2 hours.
How was your day?
Good. I'm tired.
What'd you do today?
We all did the same shit.
But I'm asking. Well,
but what did you do?
I was with you guys.
That sounds stupid.
Stupid. There's a group of four. We're both all retarded. Both.
We're both.
That's why people keep recording us. God, awkward.
I know. I feel so weird. Like, are we that stupid?
Are we supposed to like pose? Or are we supposed to be like
pose?
I'm having fun.
I feel like if we started like yelling at them, they'd be weird.
Okay, so
like,
Gilda,
if they start recording us, can we beat the shit out of you, please? That'd be so funny. Like, oh shit, a camera.
Just any camera. Anyways, Gilda, people keep recording us because of how retarded we look.
Yeah. You guys just start saying the N word. Like something like a. Like
a
So there's wait, a street... do you say we just start yelling it at the camera, the N-word?
There's a street called Knickerbocker.
Wait, straight, look at the camera. N-word, 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 N-word.
Run, run, run.
Run.
Just start running. We should start sprinting and run, run, run.
Dude, there's no way we look that retarded.
We'd probably get shot. I bet a lot of people here have guns.
Yeah, probably.
Like that guy that almost stopped because he's like waiting for Axel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All I went was, whoa, America!
And he said, stopped. Fuck yeah, America. And then he's looking. I was like,
yeah, I was just
what
walking.
What do you think he said?
Probably with the guy on the hill.
I was like, what is he gonna do?
No, when we were coming down, yeah, the guy had his American flag.
I didn't hear you say it. I was like right near you guys, and I didn't hear him say it. And then I just seen him stop.
Yeah.
I see him slow down.
I saw it. I'm like, oh shit, these guys are fucked.
I think I was the first one to see him.
It was one guy. What is he gonna do?
It was one guy?
Yeah, it was a guy. Like, he had a white truck with a Trump flag and American flag.
No, don't tread on me and the American flag.
I have don't tread on me.
And he was like bumping.
There was a guy that pulled up as we were coming down the mountain. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm white, and I'm the first one that he sees. I bet we're safe.
You know what? We're good. Don't worry about it.
We're going to Knickerbocker tomorrow.
Knickerbocker. Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't snow tomorrow.
Hopefully it does.
It will be snow.
Well, okay, hopefully it does, but not when we choose to go.
No.
Then we'll get snowed in, and then...
I don't care if it snows or doesn't, because
I just
want to
do the same, like...
We're not going to get snowed in.
Yeah, we won't.
Plus, I feel like the reason why those trucks kept going back and forth is because they're looking for snow to plow.
Yeah, that was their job.
I think we're
because we gotta make a ramp again on Knickerbocker.
No plow.
So what? We just wait until the other RV opens, and they're like, or not opens, but they wake up. We're like, hey. So about the snow chains.
We're just waiting at the window.
We put them up. We put their car in.
You broke the law, didn't you? But good thing there's no laws, so you're safe.
Yeah, there's no laws in Knickerbocker.
Can we get in trouble for not having chains on? No, right?
No. I don't know. I think it's advised for people to have chains, but when it comes down, I don't know. Something.
I knew somewhere. I think it was at Mountain High, which is another snow place, not near here. If you don't have chains on, they'll send you back.
Yeah, I think that's what happens with cars if it's snowed, but with an RV, I don't know how that works, because I think it's up to the company.
True.
Yeah, the company told us no.
Oh, yeah.
The company told us fuck you guys.
Because of the company thing.
I thought this RV was really cool when we got it, but finding some very shitty flaws about it.
A lot of shitty flaws.
A lot of shitty flaws.
The older version was
pop. Another thing happened tonight. An alarm went off. We don't know if it was propane or methane.
It was propane.
It was propane.
Propane.
Methane.
Shut up.
Sorry, Debbie's been farting
propane.
All night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a propane alarm went off, and we all started freaking out.
And
that was fun.
We're out of propane, because for sure when we turn on the water heater, the pilot light, it says it's not on.
So
there's no propane. So
is that why it went off?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was just...
That's dumb.
So there's no propane to keep the pilot light on at all.
Maybe you'll fill that up. We should probably go fill that up tomorrow when we go get gas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why the fuck would a propane alarm like
that
go
said,
off? Not just say zero.
You say pilot what? Pilot what?
Pilot light.
What's
a
pilot light?
A pilot light is just like in the stove, when you turn it on and then you turn it off, all the flames go off except for a few, because those will always be on. That's how the water heater is. There's always a pilot light on.
That's what he was talking to us. That's what he told me about. He told me about that. I was like, I don't know what that is, dude. But he was like, okay, grandpa.
That always uses the propane. I could have sworn the heater said after it warms up, it'll start using electricity, but that also doesn't make much sense. Because even at normal houses, you need gas for heat.
Only stoves use...
Oh, and also he figured out that we used like a shit ton of our gas today because we had a generator on for no reason.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that noise?
They kept hearing it, and they're like, I don't know. I'm like, is the generator on? Yes. Why is the generator on? Because nothing works. And I turn it off. I'm like, this shit is still
the TV's
working.
Still on and shit. Like,
did you guys have the generator on all day when we were gone?
I think it's been on for a really long time.
It's been on.
Shit, fuck.
Bro, it's been on since like yesterday.
Yeah, what if it was on? I'm pretty sure it was on overnight.
Definitely no one turned that off. Oh, you know what? It might have been off because I feel like we'd have heard it.
We would have heard it. Yeah. It would have been louder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't remember hearing any of that.
I've had that shit plugged in. As soon as we got here, I fucking unhooked the power cord, plugged it in, and then I think I dumped the gray water. That was it. I was like, okay, Pog, we're good.
We need to fill our shit up.
Do we have to? Do you have to clean the ship before, like, before you drop it off?
Yes, it has to be empty.
Our black tank is still at 1/3.
The water won't be frozen tomorrow, right?
I don't know about the fucking water.
We don't have fucking. We don't have water at all,
dude. I don't know.
Water. Tons of water. That thing. That's what the thing's for.
You gonna shower with that?
Yeah.
We don't need to shower. We have one more day here.
I'm just saying, we don't got water. Dude, I want a shower.
You can't even clean. Huh? You don't have water to clean with.
Are
you just gonna use that?
Okay. Well, no. I mean, I don't want. I'm not gonna clean. I'm gonna clean the ground. I'm not gonna clean the dishes. I already did it. You know, I was like thinking, I was like, dude, dishes aren't even my area. I only care about like where my area is. I'm a classic American.
I'm gonna dump out the trash.
Mm-hmm. You know what sucks about my room? Fucking. The laminate gets dirty really easy no matter what. It's fucking annoying.
The laminate?
Yeah. It's like, I'll swiffer it, and then just, like, the dogs will just walk on it, and then, boom, stains. Hmm. Like, a million stains. Like, really? What the fuck, dude?
I hate my room smells all the time. Like, dog farts. Like, dog farts. Not dog. Dog farts.
Dogs are just profusely fucking farting.
Dude, my dogs fart in their sleep. They don't fart when they're awake. Like, they'll be like, I've heard them.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way. And then, some of the worst farts I've ever smelled are from my dogs. My dad's ripped a pretty bad one.
He's also shit himself.
Me and my cousin and my dad, when I was a kid, were having a farting contest. And it was just me and my cousin. My dad's like, look at this. And he went, oh! And he walked to the bathroom because he shed his pants.
Wait, was he wearing his, like, the classic basketball shorts that he has on?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, it could have been funny if it.
And he said, when he walked out, he was like, yeah, I had a little ball of poop. Like, perfect ball circle. And then when I brought it up a couple years later, he's like, nah, I didn't poop my pants. I was like, dude, you pooped your pants. Me and my cousin were sitting there dying until he got out of the restroom 5 minutes later. I used to be able to make myself laugh. Like, my laugh would make me laugh because it was a stupid laugh. And then my cousin would laugh at my laugh. And we'd just keep laughing. It was at the point to, like, we'd be laughing for, like, 25 minutes. And my guy would come, shut up.
I hate when that happens. That happened to me in Faith in class. And I couldn't, like, it sucks. I can't stop.
Laugh attacks are so fucking funny. He called his dad at, like, 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
To ask him a question. And his dad was like, yeah. I told him.
Shit is always funnier when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was one time when we were in Avid, and Faith, we all started dying with our one friend. She's a cheerleader, and it's because I've known her since middle school. Uh-huh. And in eighth grade, she got head pushed in the movie theater to suck her boyfriend's dick. So like, I was like, I always mentioned that, and then one time, she said something about it, and Faith was like, wait. You weren't kidding? Like, you were being for serious? And we just started dying. That's it. Like, it wasn't even, like, a pun. Like, we just started dying for that.
Nothing funny about it.
We were so tired.
I remember you brought up a story how Faith had, in Avid, she had, like, a wallpaper on her Chromebook that was stupidly funny to you. And then she brought the picture up in the van one time, and you started dying in the van, too.
Oh, dude.
I don't know.
I was hoping you'd say your face shit herself. Have you guys ever shit yourself at school?
No.
Like, not high school, but just like when you were little?
I pissed myself at high school.
You pissed yourself?
I don't think I piss or shit myself in public, but probably at home.
I've shit myself once just because the teacher was mean. She's like, nobody can use the restroom.
I threw up on the girl next to me.
I've thrown up into a...
Did you just rip ass?
I think I threw up on like a practice for like some shit ass concert play thing you have in elementary. I threw up on stage. But it was practice, so...
You were that kid.
What? I don't know why. I threw up, went to the gym. Oh, I also threw up doing pacers in sixth grade. I threw up cereal. I think it was Oops All Berries. I remember. It was like first period, so I threw up, and then I went home. That was cool.
You know what I think was funny about our band? I think you guys could have all, like, vomited while at a concert, and nobody would, like, notice. Because you guys are just in the back like little gremlins.
Oh, funny as fuck. Progression?
Yeah.
You're vomiting where I am.
I remember one time you vomited on the field and I didn't even know because you threw up in your mouth and then swallowed it.
We both vomited on the field.
I vomited because I didn't want to go to practice.
You vomited on the field.
I ate the tacos.
Yeah, I'm like, I ate enough so I could vomit and keep vomiting so I could be sent home. Because I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with this practice.
And then we did jazz runs that day, right where your mom was.
You guys did jazz runs?
Oh yeah, you guys are stupid as jazz runs.
The ones that we never do, like, there's no reason of learning jazz runs because we're not gonna fucking do them. It's fucking high school and everyone sucks at it.
Bless her.
I just noticed this probably doesn't matter, but is that lights cricket, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Because it's a shitty RV.
Two.
Yeah, it is. Maybe someone hit it. Hit it back.
Just fucking punch it. Just break it. Like, it came with the light on the floor.
What the fuck?
It came like that. Or just like completely just take off the light and just be like.
We should just like break random shit.
Missing? No.
We should break random shit and hide it in that couch. Yeah. And they're gonna call us one day and they'd be like, why is there so much broken shit? It's like, it came with spare parts, no? We found those.
It's like, it was like actually. A Lego set. It was just like spare parts, man. I think I'm gonna buy myself AirPods Pros and Legos for Christmas.
Why Pros, though?
You're gonna buy yourself that?
Yeah.
What?
Because when I was opening my presents, I looked at it and like I gave it a little shake and it didn't do the Lego sound and I was kind of pissed.
That's why it was when I got the Series X, because I didn't really expect you guys to, or Cassandra to give me that. I thought they were going to be Legos, so I was like kind of hyped.
He's got the Millennium
Falcon. I was like, can I shake it? And you guys were like, no.
No.
And I thought it was because you were going to give it away that it was Legos, and I shook it, and I'm like, oh, it's not Legos.
You shook it.
You shake it. They're like, can I shake it? They're like, no. I'm like,
I fuck with Legos.
I should have
grabbed
the shoes
and been
like,
dude,
I think
I got Legos last year. That was my rocket.
Yeah,
Rocket.
Dude, Legos are fucking
bombsky. I was kind of bland. I like city Legos.
Yeah, I made, I had probably like 12 of the Lego city sets. I set them up all in my room because I had like a big area to do it in. When I was in like fifth grade and my friend Cameron came in and broke them up.
I always wanted to do the Mr. Business thing.
I had the firehouse set. I think it came with the truck and it was like a fire station, but my dad didn't. I mean, he liked Legos, but he honestly didn't give a shit because one time he.
You couldn't sit down and do them.
Well, no, at that time you could.
Oh.
But I think it was when we moved. He was like in a rush or something, so he mixed all the Lego pieces together, and we never used them because they're all like. Separated. No.
And then
This is something I was thinking about. Do you guys? Okay, it's not gonna make sense now because you guys are talking about dog parks. But do you know the smell of your house?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I don't. Because my house doesn't smell.
Just
like
leave for a period of time and come back to smell it.
After I shower, I can smell how the garage smells.
Like I still feel like I wouldn't smell it. Because, like, I've lived there for almost 10 years, and I don't know the smell anymore.
Leave for 10 and then come back.
Because, like, I run to my neighbor's place, and I always notice, because every time you go to someone's place, you notice a smell, but you don't notice it at your own place, because you're so used to it.
I hope my future home isn't a bad smell. Yeah. I hate to be that person, because I hate houses like that. It's usually Hispanic houses that always have that weird smell.
Like, every time I go into your guys' house, old. I either smell the washer, like walking in, and then after that, it's always dog.
That's how, like, on my little room area, I try to Swiffer it as much as I can if I'm not tired from work. And I buy candles now. So then.
Like, every house, like my grandparents' house, even have a distinct smell.
Yeah.
My van still smells like my grandma, which is weird. Like, even though there's so much shit that my mom put into it. Like trash and garbage, like it doesn't really smell that bad. It smells like my grandma's car.
There's some stuff that we
your
have
from
my
great work in your house.
There's all some... of them except mine.
There's all some... of them but the van.
Oh, so the van is yours.
Yeah.
There's some stuff we have from my great grandmother that still smells like her. She's passed away a year ago. It's gonna be a year, I think. But we still have stuff that smells like her, which is really weird because it's been a long time.
Strange. It's strange when you smell something from when you were younger, but you haven't smelled it in years, so you're just like, but it's just
priest penis.
Priest penis. It's like Father John.
The priest penis pee-pee.
Your uncle's penis.
Fucking fuck. Okay, for sure we gotta clean tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I already told Debbie we would. So that we don't have to clean on Wednesday morning.
Like clean a shit ton on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we're gonna clean tomorrow.
The plan was on Tuesday night was to throw all of our shit down into the back. Yeah. The bottom with all of our bags. Like, everyone has their own trash bag full of their shit. Mm-hmm. We get to my house, throw it out.
I hope that when we get back into the city, that all the shit's melted and there still won't be snow on the stuff under the. Or in the storage.
Oh, no, that shit will be melted by, like, fucking. Probably like an hour in. When you asked earlier how fast the snow melted, it depends on how hot it is outside. Yeah. If it's like 37 degrees, like a little bit above fucking freezing temperature, it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, just a little bit?
It wouldn't melt outside when it's below freezing.
What if you did get snowed in? Hmm? Snowed in? What if you did?
We should probably call tomorrow then. Or no. No, not tomorrow. Wednesday.
Call what? For what?
RV place, like, they shut down the roads in here.
Like,
we're they fucked. No plow.
They no plow.
Did it say it was gonna get that bad?
Today was the worst. Was gonna be the worst day. Tomorrow's gonna it's technically tomorrow now.
Yeah. So are we gonna build that snowman?
I don't know. We couldn't earlier because the snow was too soft. But now we gotta go to Knickerbocker.
Honestly, I think that was like some of the best snow because once you compact the snow enough. Then it starts like hardening.
I tried rolling it. It didn't work.
I was rolling it for so long.
Because I realized when we were making those dicks. That was today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were making those dicks.
Oh yeah, we made dicks.
Like the more you put the snow together, it starts becoming ice, and it like you just ice. Have to you have to work with the snow. You have to work with the snow a lot in order.
I tried grabbing. To stay together. Instead of compacting a snowball. I just grabbed one of those ones where you just move in, it's a ball now, and I tried rolling that, and it kind of worked a little.
I would throw those at you guys. Is that what I want?
What?
I would throw those at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yao Ming?
Good. I like throwing pine cones at you guys and saying it's an accident. No,
I tried to.
They got hit into that rock at us.
I tried to cover a pine cone.
I know, dude, that would have been bad. I was like, is this dirt? I was like, is this just a little
dirt
bit of dirt?
Still would hurt.
And then I was frozen. Like, no, but I thought it was like a little bit of dirt mixed in. So I was like, okay, it's fine. But I was like, no. Let's put this down.
Fuck, it throws it.
Every time I pick up, rock. Like, every time I try to make a snowball that has some dirt in it, I always put it down because I'm like, nah, that's going to be disgusting.
Fucked on my back,
dude. You kept fucking. Oh yeah, you kept fucking throwing it at my face, dude.
And our necks and shit.
Yeah, I threw it at your face, and at one point, like you guys, he was complaining about his hoodie getting frozen. So I was holding a snowball for like 5 minutes, and at one point when we all stopped, I'm like, "Hey, Axel, I heard you a bit hot." And
just placed it in my head. Like, what the fuck? My ear was stinging.
You would just have a snowball. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're gonna carry the rocks with no snow around.
Yeah, this time, can Debbie drop us off like where like we want to go instead of us
walking up the hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended it.
I don't know. Why did we? We did that last time. Is it calling her? Because it's so much harder to go downhill.
But tomorrow we might go to sled downhill.
Maybe. Downhill. Well, I don't know. Can we sled down the road? Because there were some cars up there.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Not a Christ.
Okay. No, because especially those roads. Those roads are so like
Those are steep.
No, but they're. The snow plow is really good, so like you can actually see the street. So you're, like,
you fucking do the
you're gonna
job.
Stop yourself, and then you're just gonna get a bunch of skid marks on your.
I'm the ass.
I was thinking, I'm like, I could probably this is like good enough to slide standing up, but when I fall, I'm just gonna eat it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, this ain't soft ass snow. Combat, fuck me up, break my neck.
We gotta go to that spot where Jared almost died.
Stomach,
catch me. Dude, that was the slowest catch too I saw.
I think the scariest one for me was when I was trying to stop you. So I was like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but
he just like dropped off.
Yeah.
I
seen a rock. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'll step on it. And then as soon as I stepped on the rock, it came out of the dirt. I'm like, shit!
I got an angle
so I can go tackle him.
Both the scariest and most painful times were that day for me.
No,
because I almost.
Were you scared about falling off the edge?
Not really, because I knew you were there. I knew you were going to catch me. You
going so fast.
No, I fell off there before. I think it was when I was going down the part of the tree.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
you tried to go down and you fucked up like three times.
You fell off like twice last time.
Yeah.
We kept going down, and we're like,
fuck. I think the sled kept going down, but I ran into a tree that actually saved me.
Bring your knife so it could cut up thorny bushes if they're in our way.
Yeah.
You need to find your knife.
Dash Roman.
Yeah.
Dude, that rock.
I'll go face first. Me. Fucking seize the bush. Like,
What was help. Tomorrow for breakfast?
I don't know.
Omelets.
How painful.
Well, not right now.
No, I'm just saying.
How painful was it for you when
How painful
you
was hit... it when you just slammed your head into the water?
Yeah.
That did not hurt.
Worst pain is when I fucking ran when over
you,
the rock.
Yeah. With your ass. How painful was it for you as you hit it?
I still feel it.
Well, no, but like how bad was it?
Huh?
Because I hurt myself pretty bad.
I didn't. It's not like I landed thigh. On it. Like I could feel it like building up. So like I felt like the front of the sled go over it. And then it went to my crotch, and then the way it really hurt is when it hit my tailbone. I was like, whoa. And now that's why like I get like not scared, but like when I sit on the sled sometimes, and like I go at a weird angle, like it hurts.
Yeah, because I hurt myself pretty good with that rock on my thigh.
Pretty sure it was a stick.
No, it was a rock. I could feel it.
I feel like I watched it. I feel like it was one of the roots that.
Yeah, no, it was a rock. I could feel the rock. It was round as hell.
The wind
and
rock.
Did not move. But
beware
like it
rock.
Doesn't hurt like you when I sit down or anything. But I just pushed on it and I can feel the pain. It's tender, but it doesn't hurt to sit down.
When I was going face first on the skimboard down the trail, and like. So many little rocks were just jumping up and shit in front of me. We're going, and then pew, pew, pew. I was like, oh, fuck.
We were going down a little hill. I think it was the first time we went out. When we were, like, we made three different paths, and then we built the snow dicks. I couldn't see shit. Oh. And I started crying because the snow was in my eyes.
I think because you were scared, like.
No.
Do you have my hoodie? It kept going down like that. I'm like, I can't see shit. I was like, trying to face
it. I kind of did it on purpose because I didn't do it on purpose. Surprise. I obviously didn't want to hinder my visibility. But I tied it to myself like I did the knot.
I saw that. You did that.
So I did that. And because it was pog when I was sitting down. And then when I started laying down, as soon as I moved my head up, the fucking thing would get stuck here. I couldn't take it off going down. So I just had to fall and untie it. And then go down. And then the shit got into my sweater. I was mad.
I get so scared when I do stupid stuff here. Like, when we're at home and we do stupid stuff, like, I'm fine. But here, it's, just, like, a lot more scarier.
Yeah. So we're sliding down the mountain?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
What mountain?
The Knickerbocker. That's what we did last time.
Did you actually get to do the whole thing? Or did you have to, like, make
I think stop? We probably got, like, 75-80% up the mountain. Because when we got up there, we thought we were the highest. And we looked up and it was, like... To our right and up. So, like, we would have to walk super
Wait, you
far want to
climb the mountain tomorrow?
We could go up the trail. Like, we go hiking.
That shit was tiring still. Like, I was out of breath, but...
Yeah, it was fun when we went out. We didn't take the trails. We just kept going up and up and up.
I think it was more tiring the fact that it wasn't snowing and that I still had my coat on, so I was getting hot moving.
Last year?
No.
Yes, the day before.
Because it wasn't snowing, because it wasn't as cold as it was today.
Yeah.
So, if it was, like...
We need to bring water. I'll bring my backpack. I'll put water in it.
Bleh. And put his knife in there.
Why do we need water?
To drink.
For?
To Tiny drink?
Days. There's snow.
Shut the fuck up.
Drink snow.
We've been eating snow all day. Now you want to bring water?
Because they didn't bring water. That's why.
I wanted water today, too. Snow and
I'm going to take, when we're done with this, I know we're going to have a lot. I'm going to take, like, 5 waters with me, man. I know. We don't
I hope you don't. I'm just kidding.
I don't know, we don't drink water bottles at my house. My mom makes me drink the filtered water.
That you...
From the
You
fridge.
Don't understand how bougie you just sounded. Maybe drink clean, drink
no,
water.
No, she, like, we get it from the faucet. We put it into, like, a little, like... Thingy, the poor thingy.
Like the Brita?
Tastes so bad.
It's healthy though. Technically.
Do you need to change your filter?
Huh? Maybe. No, it filters at 100%.
No, but over
but
time you have to change
dirty?
The filter.
Yeah, we changed it.
Okay.
It's just I hate other I can only drink water not water bottles, but like I don't know.
I learned this in environmental science.
I can't drink faucet water. What am I poor?
tap water is healthier for you to drink than bottled water because we know the minerals in it, especially when we filter it. But we don't know the minerals in bottled water, so it's technically not healthy. And plus, it's bad for the environment.
And most of those plastics. Most of it, isn't it purified? So there's a lot of minerals that the water wants, so it'll just take it out of our body, so it kind of fucks over in that way.
Yeah, filtered tap water is the healthiest type of water you can drink.
I'm not drinking that shit, ever.
It's disgusting. Well, I don't know. I haven't drinking that type of water in a while, because we've always gotten water bottles.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
So your house is pog.
Yeah, it's not a big deal for me.
You grew up poor.
When I moved into Orange County, the fuck? It was weird, because in Simi Valley, we used to get our fucking water from, like, the rivers up in the mountains when I used to live in Simi Valley. But as soon as I moved out here into Orange County, the water is so much saltier. It was literally like, I was like, good.
You know, also, just Huntington Beach's pipes are just fucking whack.
I like restaurant water, tap water. I don't know what they do, but I like restaurant tap water.
I'll tell you what they do. Nothing.
I don't understand. But you know what? You know what has the best water? New York. New York has the best tap water.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprise. That's what they say that what makes the pizza so good, the tap water.
It's fucking good.
It is? Yeah. I feel like it'd be shitty.
I didn't drink a lot of soda there because I was drinking tap water.
How many states have you been to? You just kept walking into business while you're walking.
I have been into one, two, and then Mexico.
Two states.
I would never drink tap water from Mexico.
The
place I go, there's not even tap water.
It's different. It's water from the salt.
Arizona, Nevada, and then California.
Well, someone from Mexico, they came over here and drank our tap water, they would get sick just like how we would go to theirs and drink their tap water, they would get sick. Just because both of our bodies just aren't used to each other's tap water.
The place where I go, you either get water from the ocean or you get water from the big tank that's like over the house. No, it's like a big tank. Like my grandpa has to go to like a
water from the ocean.
Wait, your grandpa's? Wait, what?
My grandpa has to go to a well.
Where's your grandpa live?
What? San Felipe. Well, he lives right now. They're living in Yuma because the
what the fuck is that?
Fuckers. Is that the crotch? The bay.
Oh.
It's kind of a tourist place. Like it's a fisherman's town.
Have you gone there?
You guys considered Tijuana, Mexico?
I've been going there so long. Yeah, right? Isn't it Tijuana?
Mexico? It technically is Mexico, but it's not really Mexico. It's like very Americanized. Tijuana.
Because it's close to America.
Aren't there a bunch of whores there?
There's whores everywhere.
It's like Los Angeles is the home of the beaners.
Can't you get kidnapped there too? Isn't that a dangerous city?
Tijuana?
Yeah.
Tijuana.
Yes,
yeah.
Aida cuenta la mela.
What the fuck? Aida
cuenta la
mela. We still haven't talked to a cop here. I just want to ask, like, hey, what's the crime like here?
Yeah, are there any laws?
Like, do they just, like, are there laws?
What are the laws here?
You know what?
Up here we haven't in Dirt Town.
We haven't seen a cop because there's no laws.
Last time we were here, nothing but smiles. It was a great time. But now, the asshole at the supermarket, she cursed us.
Yeah, the fuck, dude? I wish I was there. The piece of dirt.
Last time, I saw Vincent from Impulse.
Here?
The Jesus guy, Tuba.
Oh. Here?
No, last time.
Yeah, here? Last time here?
Yeah, here.
Wait, you did?
Where? Yeah,
he was in the Dollar Tree.
Hi?
Yeah.
What was he doing here?
I think he was visiting like we were.
He's so weird. I hate.
Oh, my God. Why weren't we told about this?
Because you're not in
Impulse. No. I feel like he told his mom.
You ain't like, yeah, I think I told her.
I hope you don't see anybody we know. Yeah. That'd be weird. That's not weird. But like, what the fuck are you doing?
We were in February. That was just such a last minute decision.
Yeah.
I was like, where's school that we could go?
Big Bear.
It's cheap. Let's go Big Bear.
It's
cheap.
You could have gone to like Santa Monica.
Whole part was snow.
Weren't we? Remember when you wanted to go to like some high-end city for Halloween? What was that?
You mean in the neighborhood?
You guys wanted to go to
some like expensive neighborhood.
Malibu,
that's what it was.
That was Faith.
We wanted to go to the neighborhood.
No, it was Faith. And Faith kept trying to make a Google Drive on the fucking
I was like, why don't we just go to thing? And I thought
you guys are like guys doing seat placements and stuff.
By the way, are we going to do this again in December? Next December?
I see.
I don't
Dude, I'm going to college, dude. We're gonna be in college.
We'll get a break.
Huh? We get like a month. We get off.
We're gonna get a very long break.
Yeah, we get long breaks.
We're gonna be in.
We get college. Like, don't we get like 6 week breaks?
Jared, we're gonna have a job.
Okay.
Ask for the time.
From the time, from the time, I think you guys get off right before Thanksgiving to the end of Christmas.
What if we actually don't do Big Bear, but we go somewhere else? Like, what if we don't do Big Bear, we go somewhere else?
No, yeah, I didn't really want to come to Big Bear. It was just like, that was the easiest for everyone. Well, no, everyone was like, comfortable with us.
Like, Idlewood, isn't that another cool place?
I want to go to Vegas.
I wanted to go to Idlewild, but then Leaf was like, oh, there's been a lot of dangerous things in Idlewild.
People have been going missing.
In Idlewild.
Idlewild?
I don't know where it is.
But isn't that, like,
It's another snow place.
Snow place. Like, what if we don't do a snow place? I don't know.
Yeah, then there would be no point in going in December.
Let's go to fucking Texas.
Well, yeah, like, we could do something in the spring.
Yeah, we could.
That'd be like, nah,
what if we go to Vegas?
It'd be cool.
No, no, no.
That would be hard.
That would be hard. And plus, we're all not 21.
To go visit a city, be a tourist, walk around.
Have fun.
Yeah. It better do that in Vegas.
I was saying Vegas.
You just said Vegas.
I said Vegas.
Yeah, he said Vegas before.
Before, bitch.
I'm talking about Vegas.
Nah, I don't want to go anywhere in California. That's probably boring. Yeah, Vegas is cool.
How about we fly to
New
York?
In the summer? We did that.
You gotta go to Vegas when there's no COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird when we went, because, like, they had just started opening shit up and there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was empty. Vegas was completely empty.
The strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially the first day we went.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Like, no one. Well, obviously, there's still fucking people there. It was like you're walking down the street in fucking Orange County. Yeah. But it wasn't like when you look at videos of Vegas.
And it's just packed.
It's like packed, yeah.
It was weird.
Which is weird.
Because it was lockdown and it kind of started lifting restrictions. Mm-hmm. So things were kind of still opening up or still being closed. So.
Yeah, there was shit that was closed there. Like, there was none of the fucking Gordon Ramsay places open, which made me mad.
Yeah, we only got fish and chips.
I feel so bad for my mom. My mom had like, she was going to go there for her birthday. She's leaving. Was she leaving me or was she taking me? I don't even know. And, she had, like, everything. She had, like, a nice hotel. She had, like, reservations to, like, where she was going to eat dinner every, like, day.
Well, she, like, planned it out, like...
She had, like, buffets and shit. Her birthday was March.
Yeah, none of the buffets were open.
Yeah, that
means... Vegas.
And then it got canceled, like, that week.
Damn.
That week it got canceled. Like, everything...
My coworker... when it first started, and nothing was being locked down, just when stuff was just getting a little scary, he was gonna go to a fucking casino right here in California, and he was on his way. He asked for time off and stuff, and one of the other coworkers at the time was like, "I'm pretty sure they started closing that place. I'm pretty sure it's closed now." And he had reservations and stuff, so we called him, and then he called the place. He's like, "You guys weren't gonna tell me. You guys weren't gonna be open, and stuff like that." I was like, "Oh." We would have just let you know when you got here. And stuff like that. I was like, wait, you could have just called me. You guys have my info.
We went to... It's funny because my family, we went to Florida in December. It was also like after Christmas. It was the second week of my break. We went to for like Disney World and all that. And my mom was like talking about it with like someone or something. And like, there's like more information about it. Like, we were probably at Disney World with someone who had COVID.
Yeah.
Because they were saying that people were getting COVID when the Super Bowl happened, and they said that that's how more people would have been exposed to it, but they just didn't know it was COVID yet.
Damn.
So then, like, we were literally at Disney World for Disney Universal Studios.
That's crazy.
Worth it.
That's can you get it again?
You can. It's actually, if you get it again, it could be worse. A lot worse.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot stronger. That's how a lot of colds are.
If COVID...
We should all get smallpox.
I already have my shot.
If COVID isn't as bad as it is now by next summer, we should go to the OC Fair.
Remember, you wanted to go last year, huh?
I hate going to the OC Fair, man.
I don't know.
So much money.
I
went with my girlfriend.
Because, like, I mean, $60 plus. I actually was on like roller coasters, but there's not like.
$60?
$60 plus.
I took Cassandra there one time, and I think I spent like $300 there.
For what?
Because I was working at John's. No, I wasn't working at John's. My dad just gave me money. I just saved up my money. think it was in 2019.
I spent like $100 probably, I think.
I also went with Ben one time. That was expensive too.
Also, we should go to Knott's because that, like, every time we've done
it, we went to get there.
Was it with Ben?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
I spent a lot of money there too.
Remember when he was hitting on that for like 13-year-old girl?
When he, oh, because he 14. Was performing. Yeah.
That was good. No, that was Knott's, wasn't it?
No.
He was having a performance at the OC Fair.
He wasn't at that level to perform at Knott's.
No, that was Knott's because we went on like some soul ride.
That was a different one.
No.
We didn't go to that.
But Ben's performance.
I remember.
You didn't go to that?
No, I didn't want to go to it. Because no one else was going to it. Like, I don't want to be with Ben.
Wait, you guys went to the OC Fair? Because I thought that was just you, me, and Faith.
I did not go either.
I didn't go
see him.
We went to Knott's. Not for Ben. It was me, you,
Faith. Well, yeah, I know. But like,
shit, I did go see Ben. Wait, no.
And that's, no, you, no, didn't.
You went to see Ben. You went to see Ben at Knott's. I don't think you went to the OC Fair.
No, he went to the OC Fair. He didn't go to Knott's.
Yeah, I don't think I went to Knott's.
If he went to Knott's, I would have gone.
No, I thought you did go to Knott's because you had your shoes loose on a ride and you dropped them. On the ride. That sounds like a you thing.
Watch me bust a fart.
We've been to Knott's a lot of times.
Remember when we used to go on that ride and you used to just go limp?
It was just you and Zach. I remember.
Yeah.
Because if it was Ray, because I remember I was waiting for to see your response. Because I was like, why would I? I was like, I don't want to go see Ben by himself.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to wait for to see if like Ray's gonna go or Axel. And you guys didn't go, so I was like, I'm not gonna go.
Have you guys ever been to the swap meet over there at the OC Fairgrounds? You have to pay to get in.
No, I haven't. Is it even good?
That's stupid.
Not
really. I went to this one in it's not in Brea, but it's off of Lincoln, sort of near Magnolia. It's like this random ass parking lot. It wasn't big, but it was very compact.
Mm-hmm. Is the swap meet inside your house? Like an indoor swap meet?
Indoor swap meet. What is it, 2 miles from Knott's?
Indoor swap meet.
Yeah, they had a commercial about that. Like, come to the indoor swap meet, two miles from Knott's.
There's one near my house.
Yeah.
I've never been to that one.
I like the one at OCC. That's what I mean. It happens on the weekends. It's really nice.
Oh, Soak City was fun. I don't know if you went to that. I don't know if you were alive then.
Work there.
We should go to the Santa Fe Swap Meet. You have to pay to get in that one too, but there's just so much shit to do there.
I don't like shopping.
Like, there's so many amusement parks we gotta go see when COVID.
Just
to go.
It's like and just fun to walk around.
There's a lot of shit.
Like, we gotta do Knott's with like everyone. Like Faith and Zach.
Hopefully my fucking Knott's basket. We have. I hope it does.
Did you buy another
one? Yeah, I got one this year.
Oh, yes,
I did. It's going to get renewed for 2021?
Yeah, it goes in 2021. We got the meal passes and the
What we got, too.
And it's going to 2021.
I threw away passes because I don't remember when they expired.
Dude,
or if they expired.
You gotta tell me. I live right next to it. You gotta tell me. I live right next to it.
He's trying to fart.
I'm trying to shit.
Oh.
I was like thinking, I was like, you get the meal pass? I was like, dude, I can, like, sometimes if I'm just feeling like I want to get a free, like, Panda Express, I can just go there, get Panda Express, eat, and then leave.
My dad used to do that, because when he would pick me up from school, we could either go down Warner, then up State College, or I guess Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could go up Beach, or Golden West. And then go off of La Palma, which is a little bit longer. But we would just go to Knott's for like an hour. Get on fucking Silver Bullet, get some food, and leave.
Motherfucker, you spent $300 at the OC
Silver
Fair?
Bullet is...
How? Maybe not $300, maybe not $200.
How?
I bought a big thing.
What's your favorite ride?
And then a lot of rides. Rides are expensive.
What's your favorite ride from Knott's?
Oh, those are like weekends only on, or weekdays.
I don't remember. I used to live next to it, though.
I don't know. But we got it for free, though. I think
what
we gave it canes.
What big
Whatever, I think I bought a big turkey leg, which is like $25.
What's your favorite ride from Knott's?
Huh?
Favorite ride from Knott's?
Kind of shit.
Favorite ride
Accelerator.
Accelerator.
Honestly, no, the drop one.
No, honestly, no.
The one that closed down. That had a big swing that you used to pay money for?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pairless plane.
That was like 4 years ago. That shit was so cool.
It just goes up and down.
It would just swing
back
and forth, and it was the tallest, not the tallest right there. It was really tall, though. When you would swing up, you would go so high.
Did somebody die?
I don't think I've ever been on those.
No one died. They just closed it down.
I don't think I've ever been on one of those, and I don't think I'd want to, because that shit seems scary. It's like a pendulum, kind of, right?
No, it's literally a big metal swing. There's no chains. It's not like you're free.
I know you're in a seat on a metal bar. Back and forth like that.
Boom, 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 and you just go super high.
Yeah, well, aren't there some that like spin you all the way around?
What's the thing with the skydiving one? There was like one where you could like parachute or something.
That is not a ride.
They had like thing where you could just jump really high or something like that. It's like people kept dying or something. What? At Knott's. I don't remember.
We looked it up. We were like closed down rides, and that was one of them. It was like base jumping. It was back in the 90s.
Oh, shit.
There was a lot of...
Remember Boomerang? That got shut down and replaced with...
I got a headache every time I got on that ride.
I like my fucking head. The
new ride. Montezuma kind of gives me a headache, because not a headache, but it's just really fucking nice.
That's why I flipped you off, because of Montezuma.
That's funny.
What's the new one?
I don't like
Luke's. Hang Time. Hang Time.
I like that one.
It has like... It has a drop that's past 90 degrees. It goes like...
Hang Time was... I was like, okay. Like, I don't like rides, so I was still a little nervous. And then I look over the river and be like, what the fuck? And then I see the fucking world, and I freaked out.
I don't like... It's okay, not that I don't like. You can't spend a whole... I don't know. I just get bored. Like, you can't spend a whole day at Knott's or like Six Flags. Because if you go early in the morning... You can just go on every single ride.
Yeah.
And then once you're done, you can go on the same rides, but then there's just going to be
Six Flags is big, though. Have you done it a whole day at Six Flags?
I went with Angelina. We went right when it opened. Like, we were in line when it would open, like, and they made the noises and stuff. We went on almost every single ride that we wanted to go on. And then...
I don't think you could do Disneyland and Disney World.
Anyway. No, that's why I like Disneyland. It's because there's just, like, I don't know. It seems more spread out.
Only been twice.
The Fast Pass is... They make it easier to get fast passes now. It's like on the phone. You don't have to go to the place. You can just you just have to be in the park.
So what? Scary story time?
No.
Sinister.
Oh, I put away the TV. That's fine. I want to lay down.
Sinister? I don't know, man. Shit's scary.
I just don't like scary movies.
I feel like so. I don't fight with scary movies. Yeah. I don't like scary movies. I like roller coasters.
You know what, I probably still am, but I just don't let it affect me. I'm not going to stop watching scary movies. I like watching them to get me prepared, so when I watch them with other people,
I don't get jumped. I ain't got no need to watch it by myself.
I watch it on Halloween. I watch like a bunch of scary movies.
As a kid, I used to be scared shitless of The Ring. That was like the only one I knew.
The 7 Days one?
Yeah. Well, because I was little. When you watch, but now it's not scary at all.
When you watch Scary Movie 3, it fucking ruins it.
And then another only other scary movie I think I've seen is Poltergeist.
Wait, how do you spell that?
Which isn't even that bad.
7 Days.
Poltergeist. When they did the ring and the guy like got up and it's like a fucking toilet. Did you see the guy's butt cheek? That's funny.
Wait, we aren't that different. Peas out of finger.
Man, you just hate me because I'm black.
I haven't seen Scary. I think I've seen Scary Movie 2.
Well, I've seen Scary Movie 3.
I've seen all of them. Good love Scary Movie. Every time it comes on Netflix, I'm watching.
That's good.
I'm not a big movie person by myself. I don't like watching things by myself. I used to not play video games by myself at all. I felt lonely, so I never used to play like story based.
That's what I feel about Minecraft. Like, I want to play Minecraft with other people, but honestly, I can't.
Minecraft fucking scares me with those noises. I hate it.
Oh yeah!
I don't get scared from Minecraft.
I don't get scared
anymore.
When I was little, yeah, and I played like on my phone.
Dude,
yeah.
I don't want to play Minecraft at night because then it plays those stupid those Herobrine noises or the Enderman noises. It's like.
Wait, no, what was that like, damage, my guy?
And I'm like, all right, I'm done. There's no point of having this in the game. Why would they do this?
I used to not be able to play Call of Duty Black Ops 1 Zombies by myself. I used to load into a game.
Yeah, dude, I'd go scared. And like get, I'd like do like zombies, 3 rounds, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, too scared. I'd do like 3 rounds, and I'm like, ew, I'm scared.
I couldn't even play multiplayer games by myself.
Like, you gotta get Java, cause Zach has been so obsessed.
I have Java.
He has Java.
Well, fix your computer, cause Zach has been so obsessed with Cold War and Terraria recently. He says he always gets into Terraria at the end of the year.
Dude, so I can't no never play Java into Terraria.
Yeah, he's playing with... I'm sorry. Oh. He plays with Tom and the other guy. I started playing with him and I was like...
Terraria?
I was like...
Brontosaurus Sex?
They play on... Yeah.
They play Wait, on, what?
Hardcore. I hate playing on hardcore. It's not fun.
I only like playing Minecraft on hard. Like where you can starve and shit.
I started a hardcore one.
there's no point of not playing it on that. Like, I tell my friends that. I was like, I played with them, and they were like, why do you have to put it on hardcore? And I was like, because there's no point of putting it on any other single one. It's stupid.
On what?
Minecraft. Difficulty. Oh.
It's like...
always has to be hard. Since I was little, since I first started playing it on the demo, like, I always had it on...
Up until, like, I hit high school, I was only ever played creative because I thought it was fun.
Dude, I remember when I found servers and I found creative plots, and I thought that was the best shit in the world.
What?
Creative plots? I don't know why.
What a quetta. A port of fort.
Creative.
Creative plots.
Creative plots.
Port of fortress.
So what's the plots for tonight?
Like, you just build shit, and then you can, like, find other people.
There's this guy on TikTok.
I don't know why. I thought that was cool.
I think his server's, like, Arc Builder or something like that. So, like, there's a bunch of... it's based off around the world and stuff. So, like, there's different...
Where the fuck did it... Oh, there it is.
Yeah. I see Daniel keep pulling it, like, earlier when he first adjusted himself. He went to the edge. I'm like... Nah, Daniel definitely won't move anymore.
Get towards, like, in the middle of your...
But the arc server, like, different parts of the world, like, this guy found a monkey civilization in South America, and it was just people in monkey skins, and they would just worship bananas, so they would build giant banana structures. And, like, yeah, I want to, like, go and, like, on the server, but I never was a server person. I think I went on one server before I, like, went and started playing with you guys.
Yeah, I never really... I went on, like, the old servers. I used to go on Myplex and a server called Uber Minecraft. And I think that was it.
So I just know, German.
There were other servers, but I don't remember the names.
Have you seen the Disney... The guys that are making Disneyland?
No.
Like, it's... They're downloading so many mods that you can actually ride the rides. And then it's so fucking cool.
Have you seen the 101 Minecraft scale? Or 101 Earth in Minecraft?
Oh, have you seen that?
Yeah, but, like... I couldn't tell if they're, like, making, like, if they're gonna make cities, because it just seems like they're letting everyone just fuck around on it.
No, they're making full-on cities.
Like, seriously.
They made Singapore. That was the latest thing they made. They did Antarctica.
I saw something about, like...
All of Antarctica already, which isn't that big...
I saw something about, like... I forget what they called it. I feel like it'd be, like, Minecraft Earth or something.
One to one.
Like,
well, no, not it? That, but it's, one like, year? It's, like, you, everyone what? Starts from scratch, what's, and, like, you one? You repeat history.
One to one.
Like, you
one
can
like,
make a, you can make a government what? Or some, like...
1 meter. It's 1 block to 1 meter. Okay. Because that's the exact measurement.
Like you can make a government or empire and take down other people, and you just treat it like old civilization.
Well, that sounds cool.
Like, that sounds really fun. And I think
that's what it is, because I've seen a server like that, but people just take over the land and then they just rename it the country that is supposed to be there. Hold on. Oh, what?
They like design it. Like they like go into like a thing so they can design their mods.
Oh, is that the Disneyland thing?
They made Star Wars Land. See, like, look like they like, build their shit.
That's the Mandalorian.
I know that song, man.
There's like a cool one.
Copyright.
That's cool. But, the guy who uploads the videos, I think his name is Pippin? Pippin FTS?
I think so.
Well, him and...
That's fucking cool.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that guy is the one who uploads the videos, but there are different servers...
For like, different things.
There's someone
different...
for New York, there's an LA-based server, and then they build it and then upload it to Pippin's thing. Yeah. Like, they have, like...
Oh, it's a full-on operation. So
check it.
They have, like, auditions for builders and stuff, mm-hmm. and they use Google Maps. They figured out, since Minecraft is a flat world, they kind of figure out to get it as close to 101. They, like...
Yeah,
they had
the
a mathematician help with them.
Where you can't lay out a circle globe onto a flat scale, mm-hmm. so their map looks kind of weird. Like... How, you know how you see, what is it, Greenland? How it's like bad on the map.
Greenland's
like
huge
like
as hell.
It's crooked like that.
Yeah, so it's a lot closer to scale. But yeah, they did Singapore.
Wait, do they have it so you can like if you can go and keep going in a circle, or does it actually just end up stopping?
Actually, no. Yeah, I think you can.
Yeah, they. I don't remember what he did, but he did bring that up. He brought up different things like
when you reach the South Pole. And you keep going down from where the world border, it doesn't end. It's just endless snow. But I think when you go left to right, I think you do teleport back to the other side of the world. It's not seamless, but
yeah,
you can't make it seamless. It'd be too hard.
I can't wait for it to be done. I remember it started when quarantine first started. Imagine, so, like, all the memes.
You just, like, go collect your house.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Actually, he's bringing it up. He's like, bro, you gotta set the computer so you can get on that server.
Yeah, so who's gonna do Orange County?
I'm on the Discord.
Who's gonna make the hood? Huh? Who's gonna do Compton? Yeah. Wait, oh. I think they're gonna fuck around so much with Compton.
The ballers.
They're just gonna have chests everywhere with, like, AKs. And 40s.
Just 50 Cent and shit. The only, not 50 Cent.
The only servers I have now is like Hypixel, which I never had before. But I like Hypixel. That server's been out forever, but I never played on that. And I played Bed Wars with Zach a while ago and with one of my other friends recently. And that game's... Like, there's a lot of sweats in that game, but it looks fun if you get to learn it.
Turf Wars on Hypixel on Xbox is like the best shit.
Do you remember when we played the Minecraft game on the phone with the guns?
Pixel gun?
I still have it downloaded, but I haven't.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. For a while, we all would go to school. We
fucking
play
hard on that,
dude.
I got in trouble in class for it because I would just always play in Spanish class. She's like, "Get off!" And I was like, "Hold on, I'm defeating a boss. I need to do this." And she was like, "Get off!" And I was like, "Dude."
Yeah. I wouldn't play in class like that.
I would only play around you guys. Yeah. I would play at home.
You know what's that's part about being online. I'm in the classes that I don't even pay attention to. The only classes I pay attention in is bio.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Tom really pays attention in his classes. He's like, when he's doing online, he's like, I can't. I'm in class right now. Okay. I'll call you back in an hour. I'll be like, wow.
I play 2K.
I think I pay attention to most of my classes. I can't, like, TOK, I don't
what
give
is
a shit.
TOK?
Theory of Knowledge. I don't give a shit about that class because my teacher's so dumb.
TikTok.
Mr. Knight is the best fucking teacher in the world. I don't know.
I hate him. He makes the class, he repeats everything, because we just read the textbook basically.
No one understands his humor. It's like he's like Mr. Mojo. No one understands.
Dude, that.
Mr. Mojo.
No one understands his humor.
I love Mojo so much.
Everyone calls him a pervert. I was like, dude, you're just retarded.
A pervert?
Yeah, because he kind of like, he's like, I don't know. Like, he makes comments.
He has sex with minors.
He makes comments. That can be seen arbitrary towards the girls at our school.
Wait, who?
But I can see what he's just trying to be nice, and he's just funny.
Wait, who?
He's a chill dude.
Mr. Mosier.
He like, walks around like he's
Fernando
a big
would always complain about him. I was like, dude, Fernando never paid attention in that class.
Stupid. I never had Mosier, but...
Dude, Mosier was like... he's not one of my favorite teachers. I really liked Lamperts. I really liked Earl.
Yeah.
Mr. Knight's my favorite teacher.
I liked fucking Grumet for... Not because he was a teacher, because he was a cool guy.
Yeah.
I wish we did senior quotes.
Like,
Mr. Knight is number one.
Obi had a lot of good teachers. Has a lot of good teachers.
Yeah, I never had Mosier, but I would have liked to have Mosier just from what I've heard. But I'm glad I had Mostel.
Didn't have Mosier, huh?
No, I had
Mostel's awesome. I had so much more respect for her when she was, like, always, I guess, worrying about, like, what your situation was at that time. Because that's when he started living with me for a little bit. She was supportive. Like, she was up to date and
she's
everything.
Very nice.
She helps
all of us on our UC stuff that we ask.
Yeah.
Emmy doesn't like her.
She helped me write my UC app.
Why doesn't
UC stuff.
Faith doesn't like her?
I don't know. I just don't think women like her.
She's very nerdy.
She wrote a recommendation for a $500 scholarship that I got for OCC.
Oh.
Why does Emmy not like her?
I don't know. I have no idea.
She's very nerdy.
She's just toxic.
Yeah.
Emmy.
I think Faith likes her as a person, but she doesn't like her teaching, which makes sense.
I think that's what it is too with Emmy. Emmy
What's
and Sophia.
What's wrong with her teaching?
I don't know. She's just I think she's kind of strict with her teaching. Oh. But she's a really nice person.
I fucking learned. I did her shit.
Yeah.
I did her essays.
People probably wouldn't because, I mean, if you have a sophomore year, you're gonna have Morris freshman year, and Morris doesn't do shit.
I really liked Miss White my senior year. That was the only English doing my work in.
All right, I'm ending this.
At all times. Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, you want to keep going?
Bye.
No, we were just talking a lot about personal shit and stuff. Yeah. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Gilda.
Adios.